Now, my Lord Baba wants to know, or rather, Baba wants to tell us how you can achieve or realize the soul. Well, there are various paths to achieve self-realization or to reach Godhood. You can achieve them by following any of the world's great religions in which one may happen to be born. Whether it is Laozism, Confucianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Zoroastrianism, and what not, or Judaism, and so on. But the basic core for people like us who are doing our daily work, who are engrossed with our daily life, with hurry and worry and all the rest, is to do our daily work as we are doing, without thought of self. At the same time, trying to see if we can be of service to humanity. No doubt we have got to be helpful to ourselves, to our family, but also at the same time, we must try and see whether we can be of some use and some help to others who are surrounding us. And the wider the scope of your sacrifice, the nearer you reach to see Godhood. Because God pervades everything, He is everywhere and in everywhere. And therefore, if you are God and if you realize God, you will see God everywhere and in everything. It's very easily said, but very, very difficult to achieve. That is why Baba has made it very simple. Ordinarily, as we know, the affairs of the world as or of this universe, as Baba says, is carried on by 5 perfect masters at all times. These perfect masters are working very, very silently, unassumingly, without taking any special credit for the work they are doing. You will be surprised if you go to the spiritual histories of the different countries, that quite a few of them have been entirely illiterate. Quite a few of them have realized God at a tender age of 5 or 8, have given wonderful discourses at the age of 12 and 20, and have done their life's work between the age of 20 or 30. Anyway, it has been said that these perfect masters are normally taking control of the affairs of the world. But there are times when we are in a troubled condition. The wick of righteousness, when it begins to flicker very low and seems to be getting extinguished, and the storm of wickedness seems to engulf the entire universe, far, high and wide. And that is the time when the avatar decides to take control of the whole situation himself and comes amongst us by taking the human form. And such a one is a God-realized man or the avatar, the Messiah, the Christ, the Buddha, the Lord himself. And that is what Baba is in our time. It's for those who realize him to understand him, to feel him, and if we make a little beginning in our own way, I think in course of time we will begin to realize Baba.